Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody knows I have been off the air for since last Tuesday. We were on the air last Tuesday, and we kind of I was right in the middle of an interview and kind of had an emergency halfway through the show. My father, Franklin Charles Squirrel, 80 years old, passed away from a heart attack, and we had to cut the show short last Tuesday. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who sent messages, cards, and flowers, and all that stuff. On behalf of my mom, Reba Squirrel, my brothers, Eddie and Steve Morton, my sisters, Judy Baker, Denise Squirrel, Diane Murders, and, of course, myself, I just want to say thank you to everybody, once again, who sent cards, letters, messages to the family. We were not able to bury my father until yesterday. 42 years retired military veteran, so naturally there was a lot of red tape stuff that we had to go through to get my father buried at the National Cemetery in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But that's where my father was laid to rest. And ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know my dad, all I can say is I wish you could have. He was a great man. And so all I can say is that I love you, brother. And you're looking down upon us. Mom's going to be okay. Eddie, Steve, Diane, Denise, Judy, we're all going to be okay. So, anyway, that's that, boys and girls. So, we are going to get on with this show. Got a lot of great stuff going on. Got some shows coming up that we are getting lined up, getting ready for. So, phone lines are open. As always, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, if there is something involving sports that you want to call in, talk about, hey, we'll be more than happy to do it. And we're going to talk about some great MMA events that are coming up in the Northwest Arkansas, Northeast Oklahoma, Southern Missouri area that we're going to be involved with, and we got some stuff in North Central Missouri that we're going to be a part of. It's running wild, boys and girls. It's getting that time of year. You know, we made it through the holidays. It seems like yesterday it was Christmas. Is it me? Am I out of my head? Or did it just seem like yesterday it was Christmas? It doesn't seem like it should be May 8th already, but it is, and everybody's up and running, doing their thing. So we're just going to have a good time, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. We got the chat room open, up and running. You can text me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can find me on Facebook, and I'll be glad to answer your questions or read your comments on the air. So let's get with it. I mean, how about the big shocker out of the MMA community concerning, first off, the big retirement announcement by, let me pull it up here. I don't want to talk off the top of my head about this stuff. Get first day back, so we're going to nursemaid me into it, if you will. Where did it go? Shane Corrin, former UFC interim champion, Shane Corrin announced his retirement just up out of the blue. And this wasn't long after UFC had announced that they had let some of their other talent, some of their less, I guess I'll call it the less used talent. They had just announced a couple of releases there. So, everything just kind of hit all at once. Actually, it was Leonard Garcia, Bart Palazuski, and there was like two or three others. I'm looking up the name. Leonard Garcia. He was let go. Bart Palazuski. He was released. He lost his last three fights, so that was kind of expected. Middleweight Clifford Starks, who was 8-2 overall, but he had lost back-to-back fights, going 1-2 since he had joined UFC. Ruben Duran, he's 8-5-1 overall, but he went 1-3 in his UFC stint. He was released, and then you had Pablo Garcia, overall 12-4. But he went 3-4 in his last four fights. Also recently released was Antonio Carvalho. He was released. And that's just how the game works. Other releases included Sam Cecilia, Justin Lawrence, Issa Tamura, and Kurt Hollibaugh. That's just how the cookie crumbles, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not going to get in there and get the job done, then you need to go home. Go home. You are not producing. And that's exactly what Dana White and the Zuffa Corporation did. So it's crazy. And, that's just the name of the game. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. It feels great to be back on the air. As much as I needed to be with my family during this last week, since last Tuesday, it feels great to be back, and it feels great to be doing what I enjoy doing, which is my radio, which is my internet show here, the Greg Squirrel Show. And so let's talk about some events we got coming up. It is getting hot. Summer is just around the corner, even though in this part of the country, you would not know that. I mean, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, where else in the United States can you have your cold weather, goose down, heavy duty, head into the frozen tundra parka on in the morning? By noon, you're in the bikinis and the thongs heading to the beach or wherever. And then again, by 6 o'clock that evening, you know, you got your umbrella out. That's how fast the weather can change in Northwest Arkansas. If you've never been to Northwest Arkansas, then you need to come check it out, because it is crazy. The weather is just stupid crazy here in Northwest Arkansas. So, once again, let's get back. Talking more MMA. Anderson Silva has been fined by UFC $50,000. Middleweight champ Anderson Silva was fined $50,000 for skipping some UFC media obligations. Now, of course, Silva says it was a misunderstanding, and it possibly could be. But, you know, Dana White says he just decided he didn't want to do it. Anderson Silva says he didn't know about the stuff until Monday. He was already at the airport when he found out about it. Sounds like somebody needs some better people handling them. Keeping, you know, they make iPads, they make all this stuff. So there is no reason on the planet why you should be missing your opponents. So, I mean, Anderson, get your head on straight, son. You're the champion. I mean, get your head on. Let's go back to the other MMA headlines going on today. We talked about Shane Carwin announcing his resignation. I just saw Ronda Rousey was just recently voted. Where'd that story go? I just saw. Oh, here it is. UFC Women's Champ Ronda Rousey lands at number 29 on Maxim's Magazine's Hot 100 list for 2013. Now, I feel slighted because I didn't get honorable mention. Come on now. I'm a sexy beast. At least that's what that mirror above my bed said. Oh, wait a minute. I did not say that out loud. I'm sorry. Mirror above my bed says Time Magazine, Man of the Year. We're joking, folks. You all know that. Come on. Now, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. Once again, we got the chat room open. You can email the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com, and we will get your questions and comments. Or if you want immediate response, you can go on the Facebook, Gregory Squirrel, look me up on there, and get your comments, and I will get them on the air. So, let's see what else is going on. We might just have to induce the second email address. We got a second email address. Didn't know if we wanted to initiate it. I'll talk with the Midians about it. That's the sad, you know, we changed the time of the show. We are now officially on from 4 till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I hope everybody tells their buddies, tells their friends, saying, hey, they didn't go nowhere. They still here. So anyway, let's get back. 347-326-9073. Oh, let's see here. Let's go up here. Here's and this is something I saw on the internet. You know, the MMA is always looking, they're always looking at new places to spread out UFC professional boxing. They recently did a poll on some of the top cities to watch the MMA. 8 best cities for MMA. Don't forget, we're still going to be going over the fight schedule we got coming up. We haven't forgot about you. It's still there. It's coming. But I just want to run over this real quick. You can message me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can email me, GregorySquirrelShow@yahoo.com. Call in. We need some people calling in. Make this show fun a little bit. And, of course, we got the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/GregSquirrelShow, where you can find us. Or wait a minute. If you're listening, you already know that. So anyway, they did a survey. And we'll give you some of the replies. The 8 best cities for MMA. Now, this is in no particular order, but we're going to go down this list. Montreal, Canada, Canadians, they're nuts about MMA. Every time I have seen a pay-per-view from Canada, it is balls to the walls, loud and rowdy. I mean, it was one of the fastest sellouts in UFC history. So that's Montreal, Canada. Let's talk about Kansas City, Missouri. Now, a lot of people are saying, what? Kansas City? It's been a while since they've had a UFC event. They got some of the top up there in the northern Missouri area, expanding up into Illinois. They got some of the top independent MMA promotions. I don't want to call them minor league because, I mean, I feel I would be doing it an injustice. But they got some of the top independent MMA promotions, as far as I'm concerned, in the United States, right up there in that Missouri area. Because every weekend, there's something going on somewhere, whether it be St. Louis, St. Charles, Columbia, St. Joseph, Mexico, Missouri, over into Kansas City. I mean, every weekend, there's something going on somewhere. So they mentioned Kansas City. Kansas City fans support and love MMA. Bellator, Invicta, RFA, Legacy, and other promotions that are regularly running that area because of that. So that's why Kansas City, even though they don't get UFC events on a regular basis, that's another one of them towns that's balls through the walls, loud and rowdy. Let's talk about Columbus, Ohio. What makes Columbus, Ohio so good is because they have one of the top commissions, state-run commissions, or independent commissions altogether in the United States. I mean, I have dealt with Arkansas. I have dealt with Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Missouri. Now, Missouri has a neat little thing because the state Commission does not get involved in their MMA. I've heard rumors that they were trying to get their finger in that cookie pie, or whatever you want to do it, but they deal with a lot of top Missouri deals with a lot of well-run independent sanctioning promotions. You got Spire Sanctioning Alliance, Rod Thomas and the crew up there. They do a great job. Then you got BMF. What's Amy's last name? I just saw her a couple of weeks ago. But they do a great job. So that's the fun thing about Missouri is that they have independent sanctioning organizations that run the MMA events, and they do a great job. I enjoy going to Missouri. I wish Arkansas had an independent sanctioning body doing their events. I have my reasons, and I'm not going to lie about it. I am not going to lie about it, ladies and gentlemen. Arkansas, next, in my opinion, next to New York, and you might look at New Jersey, Arkansas is right up there in the top 10 with some of the worst ran. And they may pull my license. They may ban me from announcing shows in Arkansas for saying this. I hope not. But I'm going to speak my mind, and if you don't like it, well, too bad. But Arkansas is in the top 10 with one of the with the current people that are in there. They have one of the worst state sanctioning bodies in the United States. Hands down, I mean, I don't know how to, you know, get around it. I know one of the last shows I did in Fort Smith, Arkansas, one of the last shows I did down there, and I'm happy to announce I'm coming back, Fort Smith. We're going to talk about that here in a second. Last time I was in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Tribal Promotions, that promotion was so pissed at the sanctioning body, they closed their doors. Because it was either close the doors or move to another state to run shows. That's how pissed they were, and that's how horrible that the Arkansas State Athletic Commission is. Matter of fact, I'm putting that question on my Facebook page right now. What state has the worst state athletic commission when it comes to boxing and MMA? Now, they may be good at other sports. That's fine. But it's kind of sad, and I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to say it, but I heard it. What state has the worst athletic commission when it comes to boxing and MMA? And I hate to say it. And like I say, once again, they may pull my license from announcing in Arkansas. And, you know, that's fine by me. But, you know, I'm going to speak my mind. And if they don't like it, you know, whatever. But I was at this event in Fort Smith, Tribal Promotions. It's been almost a year ago now. Maybe a little longer. I was standing backstage getting ready to announce this event. This show was getting ready to start. And I overheard one of the commissioners say that if they had it their way, there would be no professional boxing, no MMA, or as far as they were concerned, they wouldn't even have pro wrestling in the state of Arkansas. In the state of Arkansas. No, if the current people in, and I'll tell you why they said this. One of the members of the Arkansas State Athletic Association was overheard saying that if Arkansas, if they had it their way, there would be no professional boxing, no MMA, no boxing, period. No boxing, no MMA, no professional wrestling. If they had it their way, none of that would exist in the state of Arkansas. They don't realize that they're they'd be losing. That's their big money makers, and that's no lie. That is one of their big money makers in the state of Arkansas, and yet I overheard certain members of the Athletic Commission say that if they had it their way, there would be no MMA, no pro boxing, no professional wrestling in the state of Arkansas. 347-326-9073. Greg Squirrel Show back on the air. Like I say, I've been off for a week dealing with the death of my father. And once again, we're at the bottom of the hour. And I just want to say thank you once again for all the messages, all the cards, all the letters. I just want to say thank you to everybody for their thoughts and prayers. So anyway, and now I'm going to tell you why. And I know why these people with the Athletic Commission feel that way. Tough man. Tough man contest. They realize that with your professional boxing, these guys are highly trained. These guys train, I know some of these guys train 7 days a week. Professional boxing, MMA the same way. These guys train 7 days a week. I guarantee you, I will bet my house, I'll bet my car, I will bet every stick of furniture I own that if you take a professional boxer or an amateur boxer, somebody, let's put it this way, a boxer or an MMA fighter who legitimately trains on a regular basis, you take them to one of these tough man contests and you put them up against Billy Joe Jim Bob, who just stepped out of the local tavern down the street thinking he's a tough guy and he's going to come take part in one of these tough man contests. I guarantee it, if you put him in the ring with a legitimate person that trains on a regular basis, he's going to get his butt killed. I guarantee it. If you're listening to the show, you want to comment on this, 347-326-9073. I would love to have people comment on this. But that's why they don't want boxing, MMA, or professional wrestling. And I have no clue why they throw professional wrestling in on this. I've done it. I did it for 10 years. Yeah, we're highly trained athletes, but I guarantee you, let's put Triple H. You put Triple H in the cage, screw Brock Lesnar. We all know that's scripted storyline crap. But if it came down to a real fight inside a cage, no holds barred, anything goes, I guarantee you, Brock Lesnar would kick Triple H's butt all over the United States. Now, I know in the wrestling hoopty-doo storyline, Brock Lesnar's, you know, the big bad guy. But I guarantee you, if you let them go at it, you know, let them go at it, whatever, I would put my money on Brock Lesnar any day of the week. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. We're going to put this on the Facebook right now. We got a lot of good questions today. In a legitimate MMA match between Brock Lesnar and Triple H. All right, I'm supposed to, hold on, I got to pick my, all right, here we go. It just got posted to Facebook. So, you know, some people think I got one person, Shantae Weason, who has a V3 fights. I think that's right. Anyway, he runs fights over in Memphis. He says Arkansas is by far the worst. Josh Hudson, he's kind of torn in between. We got Amy Wilson. Thank you for commenting. She says Oklahoma. So that question is still up. I just posted the question. Once again, here's the question. 347-326-9073. In a legitimate MMA match, I'm talking for real, in a legitimate match between Brock Lesnar and Triple H, who would win? And as much as I don't like Brock Lesnar in wrestling, I'm going to put my money on Brock Lesnar. I mean, I do not know Triple H's, Paul Levesque, whatever you want to call him. I am not aware of his legit fighting background. I know Brock Lesnar's background. Brock Lesnar, former UFC champ. So he's got some legitimate fighting skills to him. And some of his game is weak. He'll admit it. But if it really comes down to it, a real, legitimate, balls to the walls, I'm going to put my money on Lesnar. So what do you say? You know, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in there, you can. If you're listening, you want to come into chat room, you can answer on there. I think I've had some pretty good questions today. First off, who has the, as far as state-run commissions, what state has the first worst one? State-run commissions, who has the worst one? I've heard some stuff about New York. I've heard stuff about New Jersey. I've heard of boxers, hands down, had fights won. Hands down, had the fights won, but because the guy he was fighting was a hometown boy, he got the verdict. He got the score. You know, I've heard boxing events in New York. Guy brought his own gloves for a fight, brought his own gloves, and the athletic commission admitted that they never checked those gloves. That is wrong, boys and girls. I don't know how else to say it. That is wrong. That's why the promoters provide gloves. Eric Stevens with Uncivil War MMA. Well, I'm doing an event for him here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to talk about that. New venue and stuff. I said it was going to happen, and it has happened. So we're going to talk about this in the last about 10 to 15 minutes of the show. We got about 23 minutes left. So I'm going to wrap some of this stuff up. Eric Stevens. He runs one of the best shows I've seen. He gives the fighters their tape, their wrap that they wear under the gloves. He lets no person use their own stuff. He provides everything. The wraps that they use under the gloves, the tape that they tape their gloves up with, and of course, the gloves. You know, he provides all that. I mean, I have been doing shows for Eric going on, I'm wanting to say, I think we're going on 2 years now. If I remember correct, we're going on our 2 year anniversary doing shows with Eric. And not once have I seen him let a fighter use his own gloves. And I think that's how it should be. I mean, you're just opening yourself, and I encourage all promotions to do this. I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit more money, but at least we know the playing fields are even. Somebody gets PO'd because the guy he's fighting brought his own gloves to use and he ends up getting his butt beat. Or get severely hurt, let's put it that way. Get severely hurt. If you provide all the equipment that they need, that's going to close that door on a possible lawsuit. Because this other fighter could get all PO'd and say, well, hey, man, I suffered a concussion, so I couldn't fight for however long, and that took money out of my pocket, so I'm going to sue the promoter. Well, if the promoter provides the gloves, your wraps, whatever, no questions asked, you're using our stuff. You're not bringing your own gloves in. It protects the fighters. It protects the promotions. It protects everybody. So, That's my opinion on that. So, let's talk about some events coming up. I told you I was going to do this on the last 15 minutes. Well, we're almost to the 15-minute mark. We've got about 19 minutes left on the show. Still got time to call in, 347-326-9073. It's been great being back on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how it feels to be able to be back on the air today. You just don't know. Our new time, 4 to 5, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So let's talk about some of the events coming up. Shall we? All right, let's look at it. Here we go. Oh, let me pull up my schedule. I got my schedule right here. All right, here we go. Oh, wrong button. Don't you love it when you hit the wrong button? So let's talk about what's coming up. End of the month. That's right, end of the month. Is it that time already? Uncivil War, MMA. This is actually scheduled for June 8th. We're just going to hit these shows at random. June 8th, Uncivil War MMA is going to be back in action at a new venue. They outgrew the Howard Johnson Event Center. Our next event is June 8th, the O'Reilly Event Center, Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. Uncivil War 13. This is their 13th event in the Uncivil War series. They're calling it All-Stars. You can get your tickets at uncivil-war.com. Make sure you put the little dash between uncivil-war.com. Get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen. This is a 3,000-seat venue, and we want to see every seat filled for this event. Saturday, June 8th. As it gets closer, we're going to get a fight card out to you and let you know what's going on. Some of the other big events we got coming up. Strike King Muay Thai Kickboxing. This event is scheduled for June 1st. Once again, we're going to be back at the Muskogee Civic Center in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Striking, I think it's strikingfights.com. You can go to get your tickets for that big event. I mean, if you want to see some good Muay Thai kickboxing, this is one of those events that I really enjoy because you go out and you see a certain form of fighting, but then when you come back do a full MMA event, you see where everything pulls together. And that's what this event is. Striking Muay Thai. June 1st, Muskogee, Oklahoma. You can look them up on Facebook. Striking, Striking. Look them up on Facebook for your get your tickets now because that's going to be another good show. There was 800 strong at the last show. That venue holds about 2,000 people. Or maybe a little over 1,000. I got to get the exact number. But I know that all the seats on the floor were full, 90% full. And that don't include the chair, the regular folding chair, bleacher chairs as they call them. So that was going to be good. Coming up May 18th, Mexico, Missouri. Armel Nunnally, High Foot Combat Sports. He's got that big event coming to Mexico, Missouri, Presser Hall. That's just a couple of weeks away, ladies and gentlemen. See if I can find that event. Got to look at one of their belts. There it is. This is an all-women's event, ladies and gentlemen. Gladiatrix Rising is the name of this event. Matter of fact, I am looking at one of the tickets right here. Gladiatrix Rising at the Presser Performing Arts Center in Mexico, Missouri, May 18th, 2013. Doors open at 5. Show starts at 7. For ticket information, 573-355-1379. If you're a female fighter and you're interested in fighting on that card, give him a call. I believe he's still booking fights for that event. I know he's dropped some names that are going to be fighting on the card. So, it's going to be a good show to see. And especially with the rise of the women's division, I highly encourage everybody to get out here and check it out. I highly encourage everyone to get out here and check it out. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to be there. Want to see you there. If you're a business owner or manager and you want to sponsor myself and the Greg Squirrel Show, send me an email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or contact me on the Facebook, and we will talk about it. Got some other people I'm talking to about promoting their event coming into the Northwest Arkansas area. There hasn't been a show in Fayetteville in almost a year. But got some rumors of some people looking at coming into this area. It's going to be hot. It's going to be exciting. So make sure you get ready for that. If you still want to call in, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. So come on in and talk to the Greg Squirrel Show. Like I always say, I may not always have the answers, but I do got an opinion, and I'll be glad to share it with you. Like my mama always says, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Some of them stink. Some of them are pretty good. So feel free to call on in and express your opinion. We'll be glad to hear it. May not agree with it, but we'll be glad to hear it and let you express yours. That's the fun thing about this show, is we are open to everybody. Don't forget to tell your buddy, tell our friends about the new time, Greg Squirrel Show, Monday through Friday. That's right. Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So make sure you tell everybody about it. We're also, I'll go ahead and put this out there, we are also looking for a co-host for the Greg Squirrel Show. Someone to kind of help with the emails, the message board, phone calls, all that fun stuff. So if you think you might be interested in being a co-host on the Greg Squirrel Show, come on in. Always makes this show more fun when you have people to banter off of. What else did I not talk about today? Oh, let's see. Oh, we didn't go down and finish going down the list. I'm sorry. Back to this list we were going down earlier of top MMA cities. Rio de Janeiro. That show was crazy. They had UFC 134. They had fans lining up for hours just to get in that thing. Here's the one that surprised me. Saitama, Japan. And the people that conducted this poll, they say that that should be on every MMA fan's bucket list, to go see a show at the Saitama Super Arena. They say if you're really smart, you'd build a time machine and whisk you back to Pride. Pride was one of the big promotions over in Japan. So, don't be surprised to see UFC going back to Japan. London, England. Thing that's so fun about fighting in England is they complain a lot. If they feel they've been slighted by the fight card, they complain. And they show up and they support their fighters no matter what. But London, England fight fans are fun. Here, this is a tie in my book. Los Angeles and Orange County. You know, they've been one of the big growing areas for the growth of MMA. But, I mean, really not much I could say about L.A. They love their sports. And, of course, Las Vegas. It's the fight capital of the world, hands down. That's where every weekend there's some fight going on somewhere in Vegas. And they got one of the most powerful athletic commissions. So that's it. There's your top eight. I'm going to call it nine since you had that tie between LA and Orange County, even though it's basically all the same place. So there you go. Once again, feel free to call in and express your opinion. Where would you like to see MMA? What towns do you think MMA would do good at? I would say Little Rock, Arkansas, but they would have to deal with the Athletic Commission. And I just don't know if Verizon Arena is big enough to handle it. I'm not slighting Verizon Arena by any means. It's a great venue. I've seen some good concerts there. But is it big enough to hold an MMA event? Especially an MMA event the size of UFC. Find out. I hope it comes. We got about 6 minutes left on the show, 347-326-9073. Don't forget to join us tomorrow, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. Email gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Facebook, Gregory Squirrel. That's my Facebook page. So I don't want to hear the excuse, well, we tried, but we couldn't get a hold of you. It's like I always tell people, if you can't get a hold of the Greg Squirrel Show, it's because you're not trying hard enough. So with that being said, since there is nobody on the phone lines are open. We are going to go ahead and kick it to the crib. So, you know, once again, before I get out of here, one more time, I just want to, I know I said it at the top of the show, and I said it at the bottom of the hour, but I'm going to say it again. I just want to say thank you to everybody for the cards and letters with my, you know, with my dad's death. So, I just want to say thank you to everybody for the cards, letters. You don't know how much it meant to me, to my family. You know, I read all the comments to my mom, my brothers, my sisters, and once again, I just want to say thank you to everybody. We're going to get out of here. Don't forget, join us right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m., and we'll do it all again. One more time. Don't forget, if you're interested in being my co-host, 347-326-90, that's the call-in number. You can email me at gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or you can send me a message on Facebook if you're interested in being a co-host, and we'll just have some fun. So we're going to get on out here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We will talk to you later. Y'all have a wrong one. God, are we starting to show over? Oh, no. All right. I forgot which button to put. So we're going to get on out of here, ladies and gentlemen. So what's been a week for three right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Craig Squirrel Show. So we are out of here, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.